Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting second. The right fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Orlando Cepeda. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tito Fuentes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Herbel. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ron Herbel. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Byron Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ernie Broglio. And now, play ball. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a pop-up towards short. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Alou reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Haller for a passed ball. Beckert moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haller for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braulio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jesús Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Braulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braulio strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Hart reaches second base with a double. Bill Fall now pitching. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cepeda strikes out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fuentes is walked intentionally. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Santo reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo scores. It's 3-1, Giants. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Bill Fall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 4, Cubs, 4. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Giants. Larry Jackson now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hart moves to second. Don Landrum pinch runs for Orlando Cepeda. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 2 in the game. Haller hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum now playing left field. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Altman moves to third. It's 6-5, Giants. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Santo takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks is called out on strikes. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Altman scores. Williams moves to third. Santo moves to second. Two outs. It's Giants, 6, Cubs, 6. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-6, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Schofield pinch hits for Frank Lindsay. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesús Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mays hits a fly ball towards center. Brown settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Brown. Alou moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Beckert. Alou scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-7, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene pinch hits for George Altman. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon has Beckert trapped. He fires to second, with Fuentes covering, who tags Beckert for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 7. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene now playing left field. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-8, Cubs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 3 in the game. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Len Gabrielson pinch hits for Tito Fuentes. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Davenport pinch hits for Joe Gibbon. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Davenport now playing shortstop. Gaylord Perry now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Santo is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 8. The Giants will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jesús Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Alou hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Alou reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou scores. It's Giants, 9, Cubs, 9. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 4 in the game. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Mays moves to second. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Mays moves to third. McCovey moves to second. 2 outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keane. Landrum reaches second base with a double. Mays scores. McCovey scores. It's 11-9, Giants. Billy Heft now pitching. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hundley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 9. The Giants will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lanier hits a pop-up towards third. Santos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Billy Heft. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wes Covington pinch hits for Harvey Keene. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Beckert moves to second. Two outs. Bill Henry now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lanier. Beckert scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-10, Giants. Bob Pretty now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Don Kessinger pinch runs for Ron Santo. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Ty Cline pinch hits for Roberto Peña. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline strikes out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 10. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.